This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
I swear I'm going to get off this, but this clip is hilarious and it embodies what I want to do today with today's episode. So,
Can I talk?
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The ransom, the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like a Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Too. When shit was happening fast, word I got scared too. Impossible feats, impossible to sleep. Making promises impossible to keep. Like,
what am I afraid of? This is all that we were dreams are made of. But people I've had a ton of hang with always look at me and say the same.
Let me talk this thing a minute. Listen, alert the niggas to handle you. Fill up two of seats, but you roar me to the hand.
Nigga!
Hey, I swear rappers need to just have Kevin Hart on standby just to drop that. You drop that after a bar, it's different. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. I want to thank you, first and foremost, for hanging out with me, you know, letting me get some shit off my chest. Let me talk. Can I talk? I want to talk today. Man, this is a... you know, landmark episode after landmark episode. I've been waiting to do this one just for this specific thing. But in case you were not aware, for the mathematicians out there, this is officially episode
2 for 10.
2 for 10. Shouts to Black Thought. I got to do it one more time.
2 for 10.
2 for 10. Oh, man. 215 episodes. Kind of crazy. Anyway. I'm, you know, the last couple of episodes, I've been doing a lot of... guest spots and things recently, having, you know, conversations, and those are super dope. I really do appreciate them. I appreciate, you know, my homies for coming through and having, you know, these conversations with me. But we're gonna get back to a little bit of the norm today, and I'm not gonna hold you for an hour and a half this time. I'm just gonna get in and out real quick, talk about some stuff. I got some things to get off my chest. I just, you know, I normally try to not be judgmental and use like I statements and talk about things, issues with me and what I need to change or how I need to be different. But every once in a while, I need to get the evil out, man. I need to get it off my chest. I need to tell people how I really feel. And so I kind of wanted to do that today. There's a lot of shit going on, craziness, things, you know, personal life, stuff like that. And I don't get an opportunity to just say what I want to say sometimes. And I have this platform that's my platform. Why can't I? So... that's what we're going to do. We're going to get the evil out. Like, you got to do it sometimes. It's cool to be kumbaya, and it's cool to be all-inclusive and tolerant and you know, and trying to be cool with everybody and be tactful and be political sometimes. And sometimes you just got to get the shit off your chest. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start we're going to start with nicer stuff. We're going to start with Chef Elise. I did have my weekend with Chef Elise, and this was a big, big momentous week in the world of Chef Elise and me as a father. My little girl started kindergarten this week, and for whatever retarded reason, her school system started school on a Thursday. Like, is that, I don't know. I don't remember what days school started growing up. I think it normally started like the Monday after Labor Day or whatever. Whatever, if it was Labor Day, it was like the very next possible Monday, whatever, was when school started for me and back in D.C. But for whatever reason, her school system started on a Thursday this year. So whatever. But and her mom and her stepdad, you know, they've moved a considerable distance away from me. So her school is out. And it's like, it's not even in Austin. Like, it's in another city. It's in an adjacent city, but another city. And this is how spread out and how like far apart shit is in Texas, to like give it some sort of frame of reference, because people always hit me about stuff that happened in Houston or San Antonio and stuff as if it somehow affects me here in Austin. Like, that, you have no idea how large a state Texas is. That because something could be happening in South Austin and I wouldn't know a fucking thing about it. So, you know, more or less Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. But my daughter is in another city, just the adjacent city. But it's so far away that when I went to pick her up on Friday, I decided to stop at a Walgreens so we could get some snacks and things to come home with. And my credit card got declined. And then I immediately got the text message from my bank that they had shut the card off because it looked like a fraudulent transaction, because that's outside of my, you know, like it's too far away from home for me. Like, how was I making a charge in Austin this morning and then making a charge way out in, you know, I ain't going to name the city to keep my daughter safe, like, as if y'all coming after her. But yeah, I'm in Austin in the morning, and, you know, and by that afternoon, I'm making charges way out and wherever. And it's like, nah, that's too far. Cut the card off. God damn. That's how far away my daughter's school was. But anyway, I digress. It felt good. I got up, you know, Thursday is normally my work from home day, Thursday and Friday. And I, you know, I don't start until 9, which means I don't wake up till like 8:59, whatever. You know, I just roll out of bed and turn the computer on. But I got up mad early. And this is part of the reason why we not married anymore. My ex-wife and I, like, have never been good at communicating with each other. We always assume the other one understands something, or we try to anticipate how they gonna fuck up, and then we start moving like they done already fucked up before they even fucked up. And it always turns into something stupid. So, like, school started at 7:30, but, you know, the email that I got said the doors open at 7 o'clock. That's when they're gonna start letting kids in. So I'm like, you know, I don't want to possibly miss them. I feel like whatever time I showed up, they was going to have showed up 2 minutes earlier. She'd have gone inside. I wouldn't have been there to see her first day. So I'm like, the only way I avoid that happening is if I'm there before the door is open. So I got to get there before 7 o'clock. So that was my plan. I got there at like 6:59 on the dot. But just imagine this. Like, I'm just. I live in Texas, so we know the demographic. Now, the area that they're in is a little more diverse, but it's still Texas. So I'm out there. I'm a black dude in a hoodie because it makes me feel comfortable, even in the Texas summer, because it was like, you know, before 7 o'clock in the morning. Black dude in a hoodie. I'll be 40 in December, but I don't look it. So, you know, in the hoodie with the T-shirt on, you know, the way I was dressed, I probably may look. I could have passed for a teenager. I'm not bragging, but black don't crack. Like, that's like, I could have passed. If you weren't looking close, you might not have known. If you can't see the 3 gray hairs in my goatee, you might not have known. But I'm there. I got no kid with me. And I'm standing outside, like, the back of the school. They line up in the back of school outside the gym to let the little kids in. And I'm out there where the little kids are coming in with no kid, standing like across the street from the school in the playground, just like constantly scanning the area where the children are coming. Like, it didn't, the optics were not good. I feared for my life a little bit. I didn't know how that was going to go. And I'm texting my ex-wife, and I'm trying to figure out where they are and just get some sort of, you know, make sure I'm in the right place. Like, I'm starting to question if I'm at the right school. I'm freaking out a little bit, but, you know, but that's par for the course for us in terms of communication. Like, she finally did start responding to me around maybe like 7:20, and it was like just the most tense 20 minutes of all time for me. But yeah, I saw my little girl. She was happy to see me. Gave her a little beanie baby to take with her to be my eyes and ears, watch over her while she was at her first day of school. I don't think she needed. She handled it like a G. Like, she was just, it was kids there that was just bailing out. Like, they was getting up to the door where it was time to, like, go in and be handed off to the teacher. And they was like, I can't do it. And just took off, just bailing out. But Sheffy Lee's handled it like the gangster that she is, the professional that she is. You know, yeah, she be talked on the way in line, gave her the quick hugs. The teacher had to remind me to take a picture because I was just like, so out of it that my little girl's going to kindergarten and she's going to big girl school. And it was crazy. But yeah, got some pictures. Got to see my little girl off for her first day of kindergarten. And that was dope. That was very dope. But yeah, moving on in the Chef Elise happenings this weekend. Yeah, so I picked her up on Friday, and that's when I had the incident with the credit card. Luckily, you know, I had other forms of payment. I don't carry cash. This is cash society. Sorry about the sirens. I like to record with the window open, with the sliding door open. Normally, I live in a pretty safe area, so we don't get that. But it's raining a little bit, and Texans can't drive in any kind of weather. They can't drive with the threat of weather. The weatherman say it might rain, accidents start happening. So I'm assuming that's what's happening out there. Anyway, yeah, I pick her up. We get back. Her mom is telling me that she's probably going to be tired. I don't know what her first day was like, but her second day obviously wasn't like her first day because she wasn't tired at all. Like, she was fully wired and ready to go. She asked, we were in the Walgreens, and she saw something. She does this thing now. I think I talked about it before where, like, she'll go in the store, and I'll have every intention of buying her a toy. Like, that's why we're there. And she'll be picking up stuff, and I already got one of those. I ain't buying that. This looks too much like this. I ain't buying that. So I kind of got accustomed to, like, this is going to be easy. This is finna be a breeze. Like, you know, she don't want nothing. Or she don't like spending money. She like dad, so we good. But she's started this thing now where, like, if she does see something that she wants, she won't ask for it. She'll just say, like, man, I would be so happy if I had one of those. Or, you know, I would really love to have one of those. I wish I had one of those, Dad. Like, something like that. Like, not like, Dad, can I have? But just, like, just really, like, it's this manipulative stuff in women. Like, it's got to be just in there. Like, it's just, it got to be in there from, bro. I don't know where she gets it from, but she won't ask me for something. She just give me the, I really wish I had one of those, Dad. So the thing to this time was a Pop-It. Now, I don't know if y'all are familiar with them, because I wasn't. And I really can't make fun of it because, you know, the generation before me had Pet Rocks. And I don't know. I'm sure we had some dumb shit. But it's just like a little plastic rubber, I don't know, thing with. It's like bubble wrap that you could repop. And it's a thing for kids. And she, like, loves it. Like, she spent a lot of time, like, popping and unpopping bubbles or whatever these things were this weekend. Like, it just started off. Like, I was already having a somewhat bad week. And just the Pop-It just sent the anger levels through the roof. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, a Pop-It. Like, fuck out of here with the Pop. Like, really? Really? And I don't, it's like $5, but $5 bubble wrap. Like, I'll just order a lot of shit and you can just pop bubbles all day if that's what you want to do. But they don't even pack things in bubble wrap. Just continue my rant. They do them big ass airfield, whatever. I don't know. They're not, like, just nothing is lining up the way it's supposed to line up. I could just do bubble wrap. Now I gotta buy this reusable panda shaped bubble popper thing. It's retarded. Things got a little better. We went to Inflatable Wonderland at the mall this weekend. We went to do a bounce house thing with the homie Chad and his twins, Ricky. I put people names out there. I ain't asked nobody permission first. But we went to a bounce house place, and that was pretty cool. It just made me mad about the weekend before. I took her to the aquarium. Over here, it's an aquarium not too far from my house. I guess it's like the Austin Aquarium, not the Texas Aquarium, but the Austin Aquarium. But the place was like, it cost like $70 to get into this aquarium, and it was crowded and dark and it stank. And like, I don't know, we was there for maybe an hour or so before somebody rang the fire alarm, and I was relieved because that was my excuse for why we had to get out of there. Like, I wasn't, you know, trying to cut you up. Fun short, Chef Elise, but it's a fire alarm. Like, we got to dip. Yeah, but this place was like $10. And, like, we went in there and she had a ball, like, a great time just jumping on stuff. She jumped on the same thing. Like, I'm such a parent. Like, I want her to have a depth of experience. Like, I want her to experience the whole thing and try out several different of the bounce house things. She found her Frozen one, and that's the one she liked. That's where they put our table, and that's what she was good with. And I think I was trying a little too hard to move her to other bounce houses. Like, well, have you tried this one? Have you tried that one? And she'd go over there to appease dad and then immediately, like, come back to the frozen drink. And she had a great time. And I was able to sit down and, like, not have to watch. It was one of those places where they track the children coming in and out. You wear the wristbands and stuff. So it's a good deal. You know, if you looking for places, if you're in the Austin area, looking for places to take your kids mad cheap and you can relax a little bit. Inflatable Wonderland in the Lakeline Mall. I don't know. Y'all should send me a check. I don't think you make enough, though. Anyways, so that, I mean, that was a good time. We did the pool. And I'm a black dad, and I don't understand, like, I know you can't get black women's hair wet. And this is going to go into something else. So anyway, we went to the pool, and her hair looked, you know, her hair had been done. She had beads and stuff, and it was real, real cool hair. Like, I was really proud of the way my daughter's hair looked. You know, shouts to mom. Great job. Great job. So, but I knew we didn't go to the pool last time my daughter was here because she was recovering from an ear infection. So I knew it was no way we was not going to do the pool this week. And I looked for kids' swim caps because I'm like, I can't get this hair wet. So I ended up taking out there in a shower cap. I don't know. I mean, maybe it looked ghetto. Maybe it didn't. I really don't care. She's five. Like, who's judging a five-year-old? Maybe you was judging me. Fuck you. But, you know, I'm taking my daughter to the pool. Like, judge me for doing something with my kid? Kiss my ass. Anyway, because there was a bunch of people out there, a bunch of white folks, with, like, one token black dude. Typical for Texas. And they was just out there being, like, extra grown in front of my daughter. And I don't know. At one point, somebody dipped off to the liquor store and they came back and they had like the little pool water guns, but they was filling them with tequila and shooting each other in the mouth. And they was shooting it in the pool. Like, it was, it's like, yo, like, you know, I know you see, like, it's not after hours. Like, it's not like 9, 10 o'clock. It's not dark outside. Like, it's middle of the day. I got my daughter. We in the pool. Like, I appreciate, yeah, y'all got your space, and I'm trying to keep her from over there, from, you know, messing with y'all. But don't just be extra with it. And they, you know, it's a lot of inappropriate conversation and cursing and things. And before you know, jump on me, like, I should have, you know, I don't know, said something or whatever. It was like seven dudes over there. I'm not doing that. Like, I'll stay in my daughter's ear and make sure that, you know, her attention is on me and the conversation that we're having and not what they're talking about. I'm not going to turn it into a traumatic situation for her because her dad had to get aggro with, like, eight dudes in Texas. I keep bringing up Texas like it's just the worst place in the world. I love it here. But it is Texas. I need, you know, just so you understand where I'm at. So we come back from that, and I decided to have a call, video call with her grandmother, my mother, of course. And my mom can see her hair, and my daughter does this thing. I keep blankets on the couch, you know, and I even got a What Is TWS throw blanket, which you can get at the What Is TWS merch store. It's super dope. I got a little What Is TWS blanket on the couch, and my daughter does this thing where she, like, puts the blanket over her head, and she'll tell me that, like, somebody is trying to capture her, and then dad gets to jump in and snatch the blanket off her and rescue her, and it's a beautiful dad-daughter moment. Like, dad rescues her from the bad blanket monster. I don't know, but it's what we do. It's cool. So, we're doing the video call. My daughter's not interested in all in doing the video call. She's watching TV, and she's doing her blanket thing, you know. But I want her to see her grandmother. Yeah, they haven't had a chance to see each other in person in quite some time now, so I don't want her to forget who she is. So we do the video calls. And at some point, my mom's like, oh, you should stop her from doing that. She's going to mess her hair up. And it became like, all right, and this will probably be one of the episodes I get a call from mom on, because I'm going to say how I feel. This was the whole point of this thing.
Can I talk?
But anyway, so my mom was like, yeah, you know, you should stop her from doing that because she might mess her hair up. And it just, I don't know why it struck me so immediately, but I'm like, she's five. Like, I'm not stopping a five-year-old from being five and doing five-year-old things because of their hair. Like, and I get it. Like, you pay a lot of money. I think that's our fault, but you pay a lot of money to get the hair done. And I'm sure it was the, you know, the first day of school hair done, but that's understand you do that for you as a parent. You don't do that for the kid. She don't give a fuck. And she probably didn't want to go to the salon. She didn't want to sit there. She likes the fact that you like her hair and you talk about her beads and everything, but she don't even see him have, like, she don't look in the mirror. She's not there yet. Her appearance is not a huge thing for her. You know, you dress her up in certain stuff. Of course she likes it. She got things that she wants to wear, you know, and she's maybe starting to get there, but she's not there. It don't supersede her fun for her. Like, if she got to choose between how I look and what I get to do, I think comes first. It's like, if she's playing in the thing, in the blanket, and that may be messing her hair up, I don't care. Like, be five. Like, she's going to have the rest of her life to worry about how she looks and how somebody thinks about how she looks. Like, as long as her hair is clean and it's not unkept, like, it don't have to be pristine and, like, salon fresh forever. Like, and I didn't pay for the hairdo, so I know this sounds like mad hypocritical. If you want me to pay for it, I pay for it. I don't care. But I want her to be five. Like, I was looking at a lot of things for, like, how we treat little girls. Like, I wanted to buy her clothes. Like, I've been buying her, you know, more and more clothing now that I have a space where she can have a closet and I can actually have things here. I've been buying her a lot more clothing. And I was going places, and, like, it was very hard to find just, like, regular jeans. Like, almost everything I looked at that was jean-like for a six-year-old, but she'll be six in December, she's five, for a six-year-old was either, like, jeggings, so leggings, the leggings that are colored to look like jean material, super skinny jeans. They had low-rise jeans for a six-year-old. Like, why would you even make low-rise jeans in that size? What is a six-year-old wearing low-rise jeans? Why? I don't get it. I seriously don't. If somebody can help me understand, like, the logistics of why I shouldn't be bothered by this. Like, you know, it took work for me to find some regular clothing for a five-year-old. And, you know, it's I feel like we do this, and I don't know if we do it to boys as much, but we turn our little girls into baby dolls and, you know, Barbie dolls or whatever. And, like, you know, sometimes she comes over and her nails are painted, her not getting her ears pierced at birth was like Armageddon. Like, I had that argument with so many goddamn people when my daughter was being born, like, my mother included. Like, everybody was against me and the fact that I didn't want her ears pierced. Like, why can't she be a little girl and not worry about ornamentation and not worry about aesthetics and all of this stuff, you know, all of this, you know, just fluff we put on top of people, you know? Why can't she just be five for as long as possible? Why can't she just be a little girl for as long as possible? She's going to have forever to worry about those things. And if you start doing that, if you start, like, I'm almost a 40-year-old man, and it kills me, you know, how much, like, fear controls my life, how much, like, fear of being judged and fear of what somebody's going to think, like, how much that can weigh into what I wear or what I do or what I say on this show, or so many things. And I don't want to impart that in my five-year-old, like, this early. Like, these are the years where that's, who cares? Who cares? And if a kid has something to say about it, then I got something to say to that kid or their parent. But I don't want to put it on her that she needs to be worried about what this kid going to say, and that if the kid got something to say, it's incumbent on her to change who she is so he can't say it no more. Because I guarantee you, no matter what you change, they're going to think of something else to make fun of you about if that's what they on. And this is where that whole comment took me. My mom was just like, don't let her mess up her hair. I was like, she's being a kid. Like, she wasn't doing nothing stupid or crazy. She wasn't jumping off nothing. She was doing her normal hide under the blanket. Daddy snatched the blanket off. If that's something that she can't do because of her hair, then don't get her hair done like that again. She need to be able to do that. I'm not going to tell her not to do it. Can't do it. I'm not going to do that to my little girl. Because, yeah, man, I really started the idea of this episode just talking about, like, fear. Because fear has been a big thing for me. It's what started off my week as a bad week. Because I noticed a pattern about myself. So, you know, this is a hell of a segue. Crazy shift in tone. But, you know, 2.5 years ago, whatever, I've talked about it, I had a suicide attempt. And in the weeks leading up to that, I had actually, maybe a month or two before that, I had actually got my dream job. Dream job. Like, I was an information systems engineer for a major company. And for me, that title may not mean anything to anybody else, but that is something I had aspired toward. Like, I don't have a degree. You know, for me, that was quite an accomplishment to have reached that level and be recognized as having that kind of skill by a major company, and be given that title. That was a major moment for me. And it should have been a moment that, like, filled me with pride and, like, allowed me to be happy with myself. And the exact opposite happened. Like, I just went into, like, imposter syndrome, and I was so scared that somebody was going to figure out that I didn't deserve to be there or that I wasn't qualified to be there. And it turned my dream job into a living nightmare. I came to work every day just afraid that today was going to be the day where I was going to be found out, or, you know, that they was going to realize they didn't need me, or that I wasn't qualified. I couldn't do what it is that they wanted me to do. And it got so bad that, you know, I remember coming to work one day and my boss, you know, out of nowhere calling me into his office, wanting to have a quick chat with me. And I used to wear my badges around my neck, and I took the badges around my neck and I held them in my hand as I was walking into his office, because I was fully prepared to hand him my badge, you know, because I just knew this was the moment. Like, I'm getting fired. I hadn't even been there. I maybe had just been there 90 days at that point. And I sit down and he's calling me in there to let me know I made it through my 90 days. The rest of the team, you know, they vote to decide if you're going to stay on. And the rest of the team voted to, you know, that I would stay on and that, you know, I was off probation. And I was getting a bonus. Like, I walked in there afraid I was about to get fired, and my boss was calling me in to tell me that I was, you know, a full-fledged member of the team, full-time employee, getting a bonus, you know. And then I had a moment like that this week where, like, I've just been back in that moment, where back in that space where I'm just fully afraid of whatever it is catching up with me, or whatever it is, you know, somebody realizing I'm not who they think I am. And this is why, like, compliments normally depress me, because it's like when I feel like you think I'm this thing, and maybe I'm taking it too far. Maybe I'm, like, thinking you're saying more than you're saying, but I take it there. And I'm like, now some point I'm gonna disappoint that person. And I'm just bracing for the moment when they realize I'm not as nice as they think I am, or I'm not as generous as they think I am, or I'm not as whatever it is, not as hardworking as they think I am, smart, whatever it is. Like, I'm bracing for the impact of the day I disappoint you. And that fear just hangs over my head. That's why I don't even like to get compliment. I try to, if you compliment me, I'm gonna try to knock it down or downplay it immediately, because it's gonna hang over my head. And so, yeah, I get to work one day this week, and my boss, you know, I took off a day because just the stresses of waking up every morning and going to work was getting to me. I was going to work in fear every day. And it just got to a point where I woke up one morning and was like, I can't do it today. I just cannot do it today. So I called off. And I was very honest with my employer, you know, let him know I was calling off for mental health reasons, and that I didn't have it and I needed a day. And he was real cool, you know, reached out to me personally, like, not on, you know, just a text message, you know, to my personal phone, just, hey, man, just checking in, making sure you're okay, that kind of thing. I was like, yeah, I'm cool. You know, I'll be there tomorrow. Everything's good. I just needed a day. And I get there the next day, and he reaches out again, like, hey, man, you know, just want to make sure you're okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm here. And he's like, you know, you got time to talk, you know, in about 20, 30 minutes. And immediately, like, I'm getting, that's what hit my mind. I'm getting fired. And there's no, There's nothing that's happened at that job to make me think anybody doesn't think, you know, extremely high of me. But I took a day off from mental health, and the next day my boss wanted to talk to me. My mind went to I'm getting fired. And it was the same thing, calling me in there to give me a bonus. And it's, you know, and it's not, I didn't tell that story to like brag or that I got a bonus. I told that story to just be like, man, I've been living in hell for no fucking reason other than my own invention. In pure hell. Like I'm saying, it was so bad that working from home, I took a day off. I took a day off from home. I couldn't get out. I couldn't go to work upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how bad things have gotten for me mentally and just in my own fucking head. So, yeah, man, I don't want to do that to my daughter. I don't want to start that. And that's, if there's a good thing that has come out of everything that happened to me or everything that I've gone through, because things didn't happen to me. I played a significant role in that stuff. But of everything that I've gone through in life, I think it is to show me that life has a snowball effect. There's these small moments that happen at times that don't seem to be important, and then they snowball. And then at 35, 36, 39, 40, you know, there are these boulders, these massive, you know, gigantic mountains that you have to move. And it started off as the smallest thing. And it's like, I don't want to take her 5-year-oldness away from her, you know. I don't want to put into her head, you need to not enjoy yourself so that you can preserve something that is not for that it, that is not important to you, but it may be important to how somebody else views you. I don't want to do that to her at 5. She's going to have plenty of time to do that. But yeah. All right, on to other things that been irritating me so we can get out of here. I told you I wasn't going to hold you that long this week. That was important. I wanted to have that. I wanted to get back to saying something impactful. I feel like that was impactful. Was that impactful, anybody? I don't know. Whatever. Other things to grind my gears. Here's the thing that just happened to me, and hopefully somebody can help me out with this one. I moved in this apartment in April, and it's a new apartment building. So, you know, people aren't used to coming here. Delivery services aren't used to coming here. I am having the most difficult time in the world describing to people how to get into this building. Like, I have tried to rework this paragraph that I put in, like, my Uber Eats thing and the shipped stuff or Target deliveries to tell them what door to go to, what the code is, and how to get in. And, like, it is making me lose faith in humanity because the responses I get from the paragraph that I leave in there, you know, where they end up, either you had no intention of reading what I put in there and you was going to do what the fuck you wanted to do anyway, or you read it and you're a goddamn idiot. So either you're inconsiderate or you're an idiot. I don't know which one. Neither one is good. And it's really fucking pissing me off. And I almost went off on this Target lady the other day because she's trying to tell me that she followed my instructions and where she is, and she put the code in and it didn't work. And I'm like, well, where you're telling me you are, there's nowhere to put a code. So you're a fucking liar or you're stupid or you're a stupid liar. Like, I don't know which combination of fucked up traits you have, but something's wrong with you. And I almost went off, but I had to remember she had my groceries, and like, you don't go off on people to handle your food. That's how I was raised. That shit has been fucking with me. I gotta get it out. I gotta get it off my chest, man. I gotta get the evil out. And this is the last one. This may be impactful and important to somebody. Stop it with the world is subjugating you. I see these posts all the time. Look, where we at in this goddamn pandemic, because you so afraid to be inconvenienced. You're trying to turn this into a constitutional right thing. And just stop with the horse shit and just let the, like, what is this? What is this move? This is why I can't stand woke culture. Cause y'all would just try to be contrarians so that you can say, look, I'm different than you, and I'm different because I'm smarter, or I know something that you don't know, and y'all niggas is sheep, and all this other bullshit. Seen this long video with this woman talking about how the government has subjugated us in less than a year with this fake disease and blah, 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 blah. You want to know what? Let's be 100% honest with each other right now. I can subjugate you in a week. A week, tops. You want to know how? I give you a job. I give you a job, I give you a paycheck, I can tell you where to be, what time to be there, how to dress, who to talk to, who not to talk to, what words to use, what pronouns to use, what pronouns not to use, all of that. And that's not stealing your freedom. That's creating a consequence, because you can still do it. You can show up whenever I can tell you what time to be there. You can show up whenever you want to. You just might not be able to show up whenever you want to and still get a check. That's not a lack of freedom. Freedom does not mean no consequences. So there are consequences to these actions, this need to express your freedom by just being rebellious, to be rebellious, because you don't give a fuck about what happens to anybody else if it means that you have to not be comfortable for 2 seconds. Like, this is all your fault. We could be done. And even if the advice is dumb, even if the advice is dumb, even if the advice doesn't make sense, at this point, we could be making the argument that what they're telling us to do is nonsensical if we had been doing it. But because we have not been doing it, every time we say, well, look at where we at, it's because you ain't been doing it. You creating you're not helping your cause or my cause or anybody else's cause. You're just being an asshole for the sake of being an asshole. And if you want to talk about being subjugated, that's fucking life. You're not being subjugated. You're being presented with opportunities and consequences. You can do whatever the fuck you want to if you're willing to accept the consequences that go along with them. That is called life. Plain and simple. It's not anybody taking away your freedoms. And if you can't tell the difference between being asked to do something for the sake of your fellow human beings and being denied a freedom, then you have a completely different issue that I don't know how to address, because I'm running out of patience for talking to stupid people. Anyway, I'm losing it, people. I really am. I needed to do this because I can't have conversations with people anymore and be tactful unless I, like, you know, I got to hit the pressure release valve every once in a while. I get some of this shit out, because people are... Between folks that can't follow simple instructions on how to put a code in the door and motherfuckers that believe having a mask mandate is a restriction of your constitutional right, I can't deal with idiots no more. I just can't. I don't know how to tell them. I don't know how to talk to them without telling them that they're an idiot. I don't. And I don't, because I don't believe it's ignorance anymore. I believe it's a choice. People are choosing to believe what they believe, whether or not information jives with it or not. And again, even if that is your stance, you could be right. But the way you're going about proving your rightness is, it ain't working. Switch it up. These fucking posts you've been making and these videos you've been making about us all being sheep, we 2 years in now. Like, what good has it done? New strategy. Try something different. Please. Begging. All right. I've gone way past a half an hour anyway. I'm not going to keep you as long as the last couple episodes, like I said. We're going to go ahead and do our normal calls to action. Zaya Fitness. This nigga is doing videos of... He's doing yoga on a roof. That's how dope this motherfucker is. He is doing videos of him doing yoga on rooftops. I'm trying to tell you, if you need to get your nutrition and all that together, your fitness, if you want to do yoga on a rooftop, fuck with my man, Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. This nigga's doing yoga on rooftops. I don't even know what to say. It's crazy. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, if you're looking for ways to be woke or share information with your fellow, your brothers and sisters, or change the world, or whatever it is you're trying to do that could probably be better accomplished than these dumbass videos you do, ttcharities.org. Long story short, come on, Jerry, hold it together. ttcharities.org. Hit up the website,
Donate what you can. Time, money, books, clothes, a like, a repost, a retweet. It all goes a long way towards something positive and impactful. TTCharities.org. TavarisTaylorCharities.org. That's my homie. Please hit up the website. Do what you can. Be your brother's keeper. Do something positive with your time. And then, what is TWS? I talked about the throw blankets. I got those. I got wall art. I got shirts. I got masks. I got neck gaiters. And coupon code, coupon code algorithm. Algorithm will get you 20% off your entire order. A-L-G-O-R-I-T-H-M. Algorithm. I was doing it before that Space Jam thing, so don't. Nah. Anyway, hit up the store. Get you some stuff. But until that, until we speak again, I really am going to let y'all out of here. Until we speak again, be safe, be the light, be easy. Know that I love y'all. Thanks for letting me talk.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I got to say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest. Finest bar establishment, finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then. You might realize it later.
Love.